Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chime, appreciate the attempt, I think, I assume, at topicality.
That's correct.
Not a big George Michael guy.
How do you
really?
How do you not like George Michael?
Eh. I mean, really?
It wasn't like a Wham song. I can understand some people are annoyed by Wham. They find them annoying. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's George Michael.
I mean, Faith was... I kind of liked Faith, and then Limp Bizkit covered it and killed it in the cover, and I liked the cover better. And anytime... I feel like anytime you like a cover song better than the original, then that means that it's on the original artist. And that's a problem for the original artist, so... But I appreciate the attempt at relevance with regard to Karen Reed. We are going to get to our leads coming up. It first and foremost, though, Curtis, I heard we are heading into weather in heat index warning territory at 11 o'clock today. So maybe we could open up the WEEI Window World Boston weather window quick. All right, Curtis, what do we got?
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one, Greg. It's going to be a real feel of 96 out there later today.
Wow.
It's going to be actual temperature of 91 in the great city of Boston. Sunny this afternoon. It's going to be feeling like a sauna out there. So you're going to do these two things. You're going to put on sunscreen. You're going to drink water. That's how you combat this.
Okay. That's good to know.
All right. And 4 days of it, Curtis?
Yeah, we're going to have a brief respite tomorrow and Saturday where we're only in the 80s. But beginning on Sunday, Tuesday may be a record day.
Okay.
So Shime's electric car needs to get its act in gear. But 98 looking like Tuesday, 95 Monday, 91 Sunday.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
So summer is finally here.
Love it.
You can get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Just go to windowworldofboston.com. We are on our way to, after the show ends, to Hampton, New Hampshire, Hampton Beach, and Roadshow number 6. And so we'll see you tonight at Wally's.
It's another crazy crowd. The Bernie's crowd is usually up and ready to go at 6 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, who's the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to crowd right now? Just crowd alone. I mean, I know there are multiple factors that you can judge what your favorite roadshow is.
Crowd alone, I think Newport was the best crowd.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the Beachcomber was jammed.
The sing-along with the Beachcomber was a 10 out of 10. Like, that is something that you should be doing at every roadshow.
They were all jammed, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, even Bourne was packed.
Yeah. Bourne was so great.
So I think there were more people in Newport than there were in Bourne. But Bourne was, I don't know.
It was the most people we had in Springfield.
It's hard to pick. All right. Well, we will be there tomorrow morning at Bernie's on the beach, Hampton Beach, with Ty Law as our guest tomorrow morning, and probably I would assume causing problems left and right on the strip this evening and in Hampton Beach, and we'll see you at Wally's tonight.
Man, Mitch has the Beachcomber sing along. Like I don't know. It's hard to say that's not the best. It really is. The Beachcomber was
okay,
electric.
All right. So you would say better than Newport.
Oh, I think total crowd, Courtney's right. I think Newport from the landing to the Lobster Bar.
Bar.
I always get those confused. Was the bigger crowd, but Beachcomber was unbelievable last week.
Okay. All right. Well, we will be there tonight, and we will see you tomorrow morning. And road shows are presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. Shine, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
I love the choice this morning, Shine. I don't know why. I assume maybe we'll find out during your lead. But leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. It's
Subaru.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, the bell.
Literally, what's wrong with me?
I mean,
I think maybe it's no dip.
Yes, but I mean, your energy is very high. I was worried that today your mouth was going to hurt more than yesterday.
Does hurt, but it doesn't hurt worse. I have avoided straws successfully.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. The straw is what you need to be afraid of, because if you accidentally use a straw, you can dislodge your blood clot, and then you end up with the dreaded dry socket.
All right, so I'm no sucking.
Brought to you by Subaru. Brought to you by Subaru. Brought to you by Subaru. And the Subaru Summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. What's up, Sean?
Well, Greg, I saw it on Twitter yesterday, and I'm not sure exactly where to start.
It needs to begin at the beginning.
But yesterday...
You know that?
Yesterday... The trailer for the upcoming Bruce Springsteen movie, Deliver Me From Nowhere, starring Jeremy Allen White, dropped.
Yes, I watched it 1,000 times.
I did as well, and so that is my lead today. This movie is going to be awesome. Jeremy Allen White is a phenomenal actor. If you haven't seen him, he's been in Shameless, The Bear. He was also in that movie, I think it was The Iron Claw, about the wrestling brothers. He is a phenomenal actor. I think he is going to crush this. It is going to be better than the Chalamet Bob Dylan movie. Like, I think this is going to be Oscar worthy. I am so beyond excited for this movie. An artist you and I both love and adore. I could not be more thrilled to watch this Springsteen movie.
Yeah. The Chalamet Dylan movie was good. I actually heard Rich talking about this a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, and he was good as Bob Dylan, but it wasn't great. And it also wasn't like as much of his life story as I would want. Like the Freddie Mercury movie, you got his
Bohemian Rhapsody.
His whole life story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were talking about that yesterday.
You saw the Dylan thing.
Didn't you? No, I didn't see the Dylan movie, but they were talking about how there was no
WBS?
No, because I did. They brought up Walk the Line, which is the Johnny Cash movie, and I did see that.
Another excellent one.
And I think they were talking about like the drama, right? So I saw the trailer for the Bruce Springsteen movie, and the guy that I really like is Stephen Graham, is the British actor. He plays, I believe it might be Bruce Springsteen's dad, and they have like some flashbacks of, it looks like, his childhood.
Yeah.
So is there...
Where it's like boxing in his bedroom?
Something going on?
Are you talking about the guy who played Al Capone on the Nucky Thompson series Boardwalk Empire?
What was the movie that we were just talking about? Adolescent.
Hill.
Adolescent. He played the dad of the kid in Adolescent.
I think that's the same guy who played Al Capone in Boardwalk Empire.
Probably.
But I don't think any of you watched Boardwalk Empire.
I hadn't seen
even though I've recommended it a million times.
He was in Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
He was also in 1,000 Blows. He does a lot of the British shows. Like I said, Adolescence, the show that we were all talking about. He was the dad of the boy who allegedly murdered the kid.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're going to give a window into the tragedy. Like, I heard the Dylan movie, there was like no real drama there or like...
No, I mean, it was about the Newport Folk Festival.
Right.
And Chalamet's a great actor, but like this, to me, I feel like is going to have great acting in a great movie, which is what's going to make it so just so enticing. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm super excited for it.
Right.
I hope everyone goes and watches it.
I hope you are right. Thank you, Shime.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Two things, not to steal from Wiggy and have multiple things, but... James can unlock Jess and my phones. He has, like, the same facial structure. How do people deal with that? If you have any way, give us a call, 617-779-7937. He's been watching Netflix without us knowing. He's, like, a freaking crazy person.
What?
Anyway, Yeah, like he can unlock our screens with his face.
Wow.
He heard Greg talking about Outer Banks, needed to see what was going on.
He is big Outer Banks. He's like, Daddy, not guilty. The news yesterday of the LA Lakers purchasing, being sold for $10 billion to this guy that already owns the Dodgers makes me sad. I feel like sports as we knew it is gone. Now that there's private equity involved, I read this long piece in the New York Times about the cost of being a sports fan today, and I poo-pooed it because the NFL is $1,500 and it gives me more than enough time and energy to make that feel like it's a good investment. But in general, whether it's the new ownership group of the Celtics, the new ownership group of the Lakers, the private equity's march into the NFL, it's all just becoming a lie.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
An item, and I wish winning was what made things profitable, because then everybody would be going in the same direction. But sadly, it's not. Look at the Red Sox. I mean, they're printing cash and they don't give a damn. Like, there's no way around it. Capitalism's great, all for it, all of that. But I feel like the way that we grew up rooting for teams, loyal to organizations, teams having a civic responsibility to the markets they serve, all gone. Not saying it's always been there still, but it feels like this is the end as we knew it of teams that are actually representative of the markets where they play, right, and invested there as well.
One thing that's fading away fast is the local owner and the owner who only owns one franchise. Like, that's going to be gone eventually, don't you think?
Totally. Yeah. It's all conglomerates.
You got to have that money, man. These franchises are valuable. Like, if you're a Lakers fan, isn't the guy who owns the Dodgers, doesn't he invest into the team? So aren't you excited about that?
Yeah, but you know what was interesting? Part of my take was talking about this yesterday, I believe, and they were saying with the new guy that's going to take over PGA, the CEO of PGA that's coming from the NFL.
Brian Rolapp.
Yes, Brad Olap. It would be interesting because so many people aren't going to be able to afford what it costs to own a franchise anymore. Like, you're running out of billionaires to own all these franchises. So maybe this guy is going to go to PGA, learn how to have a relationship with the Saudis, and then bring it over to the NFL, and you'll have foreign owners that are going to own franchises moving forward because it's more money overseas.
What?
Doesn't that make sense?
Well, I don't understand.
So you got an issue with foreign owners?
You told me like there's like a long thing. What's going on?
Brian Olap is his name?
Brian Rolapp.
Brian Rolapp.
Yeah.
He was the CEO of NFL Films, and now he's going to be the CEO of the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
He's going over there, and people find it interesting that he's leaving NFL to go to PGA. Part of my take yesterday was saying, wouldn't it be interesting if he went to the PGA? The biggest issue that the PGA Tour has right now is Liv. He figures out how to have a relationship with Liv, talk to the Saudis. Then he goes back to the NFL because you're running out of billionaires in the United States to own these franchise, and the ticket to sell is getting higher and higher. Now, all of a sudden, what if he gets people to buy NFL teams that live overseas? You're not going to have U.S.-made billionaires anymore. You're going to have people overseas that own these franchises.
So you don't like foreigners owning American teams?
I'm not giving a take on it either way. I'm just saying that that could be the future. It's not going to be.
It's just like that. It's like you're just bringing up a potential scenario that they were talking about.
Well, because you guys were just talking about how expensive it's getting, and it's not going to be locally owned teams anymore. And I'm saying it's not even going to be U.S. owned teams.
Yeah, that never really bothered me, though, like locals owning the teams or just like American born. As a fan of a team, I just want my owner to be willing to open up the checkbook, right?
But you don't prefer when it's a local owner?
I mean, that really doesn't matter to me.
No.
Yeah, but I would say this week.
Because how many owners, honestly, when we were growing up and we were watching it, and maybe it might have been different for you, but at least for me, when I was growing up, I never really knew the owner,
but you knew that they were local. The Red Sox. Yes, the Red Sox were owned locally.
I mean, I didn't know this as a fan, as a young fan growing up.
Oh, come on.
I didn't. When I was 20, 18 years old, and if I'm a Celtics fan, I didn't really know.
Okay, you played for the Patriots.
But
did you know that Robert Kraft was a local guy?
But I was a professional football player.
I know, but wasn't that something that they brought up quite a bit?
Yeah, they brought that up, but I was a football player. But I'm saying when I was growing up as a sports fan, I wasn't like had this real connection with who owned the team, where they were from, that kind of stuff. I just was interested in seeing my team win. Like I feel like that's the most important thing, where fans want to see the owner invest. And I guess, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like fans really don't, especially nowadays with a lot of, millennials and younger people and things being on your phone. I don't think fans care.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I would say this though, Wiggs. I agree that the Dodgers owner invests, but so did John Henry until he bought the NASCAR, the Liverpool, mm-hmm. the Penguins. Right. Like, that's what it's the issue is that you spend your money, you utilize the resources from one of your successful franchises to pay for the other. And that's the problem.
All right. Curtis, great lead. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are going to get to the rest of the leads coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.